I remember. It was a languid summer day in Seoul when the crepe myrtles were in bloom. Everyone was busy preparing for Father's birthday. Children frolicked in festive mood, and Hobegi, our dog, was jumping in contagious excitement. The only thing that concerned me was those elusive 100 points and taking care of my baby brother for brownie points, which meant special prizes from mother, children's books, and comic books she hand-wrote. But no one came to Father's birthday. The war broke out the day before Father's birthday, shattering our world, our peace. No children showed him respect with deep bows. No words, wisdom, or blessings flowed from his own father's or any guest's mouth. Mother said it always rained on Father's birthday, and it was a good thing, for the dragon loves water. But it was not a good rain. The muddy river dike swallowed my rubber shoes and wanted to take my feet too, as I tried to plod beside this or that sibling riding up on an adult's back. The Han River Bridge fell before our eyes. Father, a solid athlete and an expert swimmer, refused to cross the river because he couldn't leave us behind. The 3 months hell started from the moment. Mother's ruptured appendicitis turned into grave peritonitis, and we children lost our innocence. I, although only 9, was the eldest of all, and represented our household on town hall meetings, where I observed people's court and even executions. We learned what it meant to be hungry. But worse than hunger were 3 kinds of sounds: ringing of the doorbell in the wee hours of the night meant they came looking for Father. 4, a banker was bad by nature and deserved to be shot on the spot. The baby couldn't talk, but the 4 little kids knew that one mention of Father would have made all of us half orphans. The airplanes flying low meant someone could die, as one of them killed our elder uncle and 2 dear cousins. The missile's whine made us tremble under the coverlet, sounding like a deranged policeman's whistle leading everyone to hell. And then all that suddenly stopped, just as suddenly it started. We were on the street greeting you, alien soldiers on foot. You are all dirty and hairy of all colors, yellow, red, brown, and black. I saw all the adults who were genuinely happy to see you, shook your hands and handed over the Korean and American flags. Some embraced you as long-lost brothers, and children began prancing with joy again. I remember thinking, are these creatures who pulled us out of darkness Holy Ghosts, or the Monkey King Sun Wukong stubbles? The magic gave us the miracle of the Han River. look where we are and where they are. It is not a forgotten war, but the magic lives on and on.